The rehearsals continue here at Eurovision 2021. The next three countries to rehearse were Belgium, Israel, and
Romania.
Absolutely. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this.
First up was Belgium's Hoover Phonic, and I've got to say, this really touched me in a strange way. During the first rehearsal a few days ago, I think I must have been very distracted, because today I was really getting into this vibe. They create an atmosphere. It is so intimate. It's like you're at some coffee bar, and you know, this amazing band who's going to be the next big thing, they're performing, and there's magic in the air. You see Heike in the distance in this really gorgeous glittering dress, but very subtle. We're not talking Las Vegas showgirl. We're talking elevated queen, and then you have Raymond on the guitar in his own little space, and then Alex Callier on the piano in his own little space. They're all separated. You know, this song was created during a pandemic, time of distance, so they all occupy their own space, and yet it's very cohesive. As the camera pans around and cuts through, you accept that this is one unit, but you still see their individual kind of skills on show, their individual looks. Long story short, there's so much atmosphere here, and it really sped by for me. It didn't feel like 3 minutes. It felt like 2 minutes. it's really, really quality. I think this is going to get a lot of love from the juries.
This is
so slick, so, so sleek, so now. This is one of my biggest growers of the competition. It really is.
Well, you know that this group actually is very popular in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, for an example, in Bulgaria, in my country, they are going to have a concert in a big arena, and a lot of my friends, they already bought a ticket, so they will definitely get both. And Heike, Heike, that voice, girl, where did you get that voice? She brings really dramatica in this performance. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And they improved. Like,
definitely.
I think every act improved.
But this is noted, isn't it? It feels so much better.
Mm.
I think it's the camera work. It's not them. The artists have been doing their thing. Something about the camera work makes us flow better.
Well, that's Eurovision.
And the other thing is the P word, presence. They have a presence. The entire time, I was just captivated. And, you know, even in the first rehearsal, we felt that captivity from Heike, but now I feel it from everyone. There's just a great aura. Also, they gave a lovely interview on weebyblogs.com. Do check it out on our YouTube channel. They're very warm. And I was not expecting the warmth and sort of positivity. Mm. And I love when your kind of expectations are shattered and when you see or you discover the truth.
And they seem a lot of comfortable now because, you know, first rehearsal, this is a new stage, new atmosphere for you, new place. And after a few rehearsals, you get used to a place and you feel comfortable, you feel all right. Yeah. So, good job.
Yeah, way to go. Next up was Israel, Edin Alena. Now, I've got to say, this one, at times it flies very high, and then in other moments, I'm sort of like, they need to change that camera angle. So the dancing is fine. Everyone's on point with the dancing. Today, Edin, at least in the run-through I saw, she was kind of giggling. You know, she was going to do the whistle note, and then she wasn't going to do the whistle note, and so she was laughing at herself. So she's very comfortable and at ease and having fun. But there are certain moments when the camera is too far out, the dancing becomes ineffective. Mm. Like, when the camera is tight, the dancing really works. But then when you pan out, for whatever reason, it just doesn't feel as complete. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, they get swallowed by the stage. And I think some of it is the patterns on their outfits blending into the busy pattern in the background.
But I think they changed a lot of stuff.
It seemed to be experimenting.
Yeah, and you know, that crown is like whole time during the performance. In the first rehearsals, it was at the end. They put, you know, the crown on her head. And now the costume reveal, I think it's better. Much better and much, you know, easier. It seems easier to, you know, just reveal it. And at first she didn't, you know, do the whistle tone. She couldn't do because it was
she seemed out of breath, actually.
Yeah, well, girl.
No, I would be too.
And
I can barely sing, let alone dance.
And she's 18 years old. So like bravo. But in the second one and the third one, she made it, she slayed it. But they are still experimenting, as you said. And
we should point out, it's the camera that's experimenting. Like, what they do stays the same, and they're nailing it. It's just the work around them. Mm.
So I think, I assume that we should expect on the dress rehearsals even something, maybe not a huge change, but a small change to the performance. So yeah, but overall, I liked it. And I think it's really beautiful, and I love all the graphics. And I'm happy that they didn't change anything on there. Yeah.
That dress reveal is everything. That's one of the most iconic moments of Eurovision, when she goes from busy pattern dress to looking like she's naked and covered in braids. It's at once funny, but also very powerful and impactful. The nudity connotes freedom. She's removing her clothes to bare her soul, to start life again, to hit reset. Should we take off our clothes right now? No, I'm just kidding. All right, we're gonna move on. The third country to rehearse was who?
Romania!
Yes. Now, as we told you earlier, her manager told us after her first rehearsal that the reason she was having vocal issues during her first run was because she was crying the entire time. She was so emotional, you know, after waiting so long to be here, and then the enormity of the situation.
Yeah.
Really quite touching. And yeah, he said, don't worry, her voice will improve. And he was right. She sounded great today. She's growing in confidence. And confidence means so much, because everyone here is talented. Everyone can sing, but it's about things coming together at the right moment. And I think for her, it's a steady uphill climb. This had better camera angles today. You could see the dancers. They were illuminated by light. There was more emotion. They seemed to crawl towards her, and you felt them. The threatening power, the intimidation of these demons. She had a slightly different outfit. It was still a casual green kind of thing. But a more fancy collar appeared.
Yes, definitely.
It was a bit more elegant.
Yeah, it looked much, much better. Her, you know, face, her outfit. And I think I saw only one take, sadly. And I thought the voice was a little bit shaky. Mm. Or maybe she was really emotional. I don't know. But she has time to, you know, to get into it. But because we can understand this year Eurovision is completely different from all of Eurovision's last years.
Definitely.
So, but everything was all right, actually. Maybe only that voice vocals was for me a little bit shaky, but maybe the second and the third take was even better.
Would you say they were better than the first rehearsals?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I mean,
first
progress.
She was confused a little bit.
And you know what's interesting? I was speaking to Albina just now from Croatia, and she pointed out that in this semifinal, there are a lot of young women doing upbeat songs, like her, like Eden, for example.
Yes.
And she mentioned that Roxanne really stands out. And I thought that was such a great compliment for Croatia's star to be like, I love Roxanne, and I think her sound is sonically so different, she has a good chance.
Yeah, Roxanne has, you know, a song that is more
mysterious,
and it tells a story in a different way from the others. The others are, you know, high tempo. Now we have Ukraine. But yeah, Roxanne, you are doing amazing, girl. I wish you the best of luck, and mulțumesc for this performance.
Yes, mulțumesc, honey. Now, we're going to actually have to wrap this up, because Ukraine's stand-in is performing, and I don't want a copyright strike or this video will be taken down. So we will see you later.
Bye!